Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Beautiful weather out there, so thanks for joining us. Great guest with us tonight, LVMS bomber driver Sam Jacks. How you doing, man? Is that on? Oh, might want to turn that switch on. We're censoring Sam right now. We're not sure what he's going to say.
Hello.
Sam Jacks with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
How 2016 doing, bomber champion.
That's right. Absolutely. This is actually a three-peat for you, ain't it? Here,
yeah.
I missed one show when you guys were all doing, when your brother was here, I think. I missed
yeah.
it. So.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, I know. I always miss the best shows. I think the best ones happen when I'm not here, so maybe I should stop coming.
We found out all about brotherly love.
Yeah. Well, we all have brothers, so
that's right.
We know what brotherly love is. Of course,
just not on the track.
Exactly right. Hey, hosting tonight, one of the voices here of the one and only J.J. Nunn. What's happening, man?
Not much. I'm here.
Smiling. That's good.
It. I'm here.
That's how I gauge
Lay
how
down.
The...
Go ahead. Keep talking.
That's how I gauge how the night's going to go. You're smiling, and I try to throw some jabs at you to see kind of what direction you go, and you're still smiling, so I think it's fine. Testing the waters here.
It's all good, man.
Yeah,
his own secret way.
Unless you want to start.
We'll see.
I'm prepared.
It might be Sam. Sam might start on you. I don't know.
I got a back pocket loaded, ready to go.
Depends on how you guys treated Sam and Kyle last show. So, now, of course.
Hey, I have always treated Sam and Kyle nice. I never hit him.
Can we ask him that on the track or and off?
I've never hit him.
We'll get to that. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, of course, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing,
man? What's your mission? Just keeping your guys in line?
Apparently.
Hey, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I behaved myself the past 2 years.
Only the past 2 years. How long have you been with the team?
I'm not 12.
The last 10 years is the gray hair that Gary has on his head.
That's right.
You convinced me that crap, too?
He thinks it comes from being married.
And that's
coming from keeping up, putting up with him.
Right. And it's not even two consecutive years you've been good. It's somewhere in the 12 years you've been with the JC Motorsports.
I don't have
right?
the gray.
Yeah. Your hair looks good.
Thank you.
Unstressed.
Thank you.
Nice, got a nice curve. Kind of like Sam's hair.
He gets a dye.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if I showed up at the track? It was all
black hair or something.
Just for me.
Martin Sulling comes up to me. Who is Martin's friend out there? Is the other
He's got
guy
friends out there.
Who drives the black car team?
Jim?
Jim Marlino.
Yeah, Jim Marlino comes up to me one day out there and says, hey, man, he says, what are you doing going getting perms every other week?
He thinks you're getting perms?
Yeah. Well, I said, well, at least I have that option, Jim. He said, you don't have that option whatsoever. I said, so how often do you get your bald head shoe shined? I was like a bald guy coming to me, asking me about getting my hair permed. I told him, this is natural, man. I see. He goes, yeah, okay, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah,
at least I have the option. Yeah, Jim Merlino, call me okay. He's just a bald guy comes at me without hair. You know?
Next, Vinny Ricci will be coming up to you and asking you the same question, right?
Oh, Jesus.
No, Vinny Ricci will be like, hey, you remember when we were in New York down the street?
That's
what happened?
It's Ricci, not Ryuchi.
No, I don't care how it Ryuchi.
Suffolk County, Nassau County.
They're just right down the block from each other.
And he was born in the Bronx.
So you'll know what to answer when you get the question, why you perm your hair every week, Sam.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, let Jim Marlino ask you that question. I was like, Yeah, I walked away. I was like, the guy's just jealous.
Exactly. He wants to know what you do with your hair after you get it cut. Maybe you can collect some of it.
He's just jealous. And it's not even round. It's like a watermelon. You know, I can't even say it was a cantaloupe or honeydew. It's shaped like a fruit. Right? Am I wrong? It's like a watermelon.
I don't know, so I'm not getting involved in this one. I'm sure he'll take it up with you on the track.
Oh, I'll point him out to you sometime.
You're making friends early before you even hit the racetrack this year, huh?
Okay. I understand third time's a charm. I'm coming out applying for rookie status.
Okay. Well, how do you qualify for rookie status? You just take 1 year off or what? What do they consider a rookie?
I took 5 years off, 6 years off. That's
yeah.
It.
Oh, well.
Can you claim rookie if you're in a new car and never
driven that car before?
Yeah. I'm a rookie in that car.
Look at the gray area of the rules. It's in there somewhere. Oh, rules? Man. Yeah.
Okay.
What are those?
Yeah, what are them?
So, Sam, man, how you been?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Itching to get back in the race car?
Yeah.
I guess. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
You haven't actually been out of the race car for too long. You maybe, what, a month ago, you actually raced in something besides the bomber,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, we were driving some of my grandpa's late models down in Lake Havasu. It was fun.
Wow.
Got to run one of those races.
Is it the first time in a late model?
Yeah, it was the first time out there.
Were they pretty nervous?
Yeah. Show up out there on real old tires, and those cars are already sketchy now. So
right.
Just, I think I got full throttle probably once the whole weekend.
coming off the track.
Yeah, right, right.
Get the
exactly.
hell off of you. You and Kyle ran, didn't you?
Yeah.
The both of you. That's mm-hmm. great.
Now, and Donna ran also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was down there too.
How's she related to you guys?
So she's my grandpa's partner. So they've been together for a while.
Right,
so.
Right. How and then
Secretary of Speed.
That's
Don
right.
Gunther.
Mm-hmm. Part of the track for as long as I remember.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's when I first started making fun of women race car drivers out there was back when Donna was racing. Nah, just kidding. Hey, women racers are good.
We're
going to
have a women's coalition on our ass. Pretty damn. You keep it up.
It's not even your fault, right?
No, it's not. Last week was Danica Patrick. Now you want to hit locally, Donna? Not right.
You know, hey, and, you know, speaking of Donna, you know, watching her race out at the track for many years, I mean, it's good to see, a different spectrum of racing out there. You know, I was hoping to see her kind of. I think she never won a championship out there. I don't believe.
I couldn't recall. I don't think so, though.
You know, I'm sure she came real close, and it's too bad. You know.
She'll backpedal now.
Yeah.
Backpedal now. Trying to get back in the women's race.
I love women race.
Boy, I love him, Gary. He gets himself in deep and immediately he's backstroking.
Well, I got to put the boots back on.
You have to
just
re-remind
kidding,
him. He's backstroking.
Well, Kurt, what did you guys do to prep Sam for the Havasu race? I mean, was it a last-minute thing? Hey, let's load up these old cars, dust them off, and go race them? Or did you guys do some prep to get down there?
My grandpa called us, I think, 3 weeks before the race and said, hey, I got these couple of late models here that are just sitting here. You guys want to take them down to Havasu? So we show up to his house a day or two after, and it was pretty much just trying to dig out rims and tires that fit the rules down there, trying to change oil. We had to rebuild the brakes on one of the cars, so that was fun. And then got down there, had to replace the clutch on the other one. So
that's a pain in the butt.
Just fun.
You actually had to do that work at the track, or did you find that problem before you got out there?
We changed all the brake calipers on one car here in town, then we got down there and had to replace both master cylinders when we were there.
Sucks.
And then the other one, clutch went to go out on the track for the first time and no clutch. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's what sucks when the car is set for so long and you try to get these last minute races, you know, these last minute thoughts in, like, hey, let's go racing.
Yeah.
So,
Grandpa, I'm going to tell you, is a very, very wise man. You know why? Because he got his two grandsons to fix his cars for
that's
him.
Right.
Yeah. So he can come out.
You're right.
And, race.
And all he had to do was pay entry to the racetrack.
That was cheap labor.
Smart. I didn't think of that.
Both cars fixed. And now he's good to go at the bowling this year.
Did you learn that from from McGarry, because he's did the same thing with you. He's got a fully raceable car right now. I'm just kidding. Hey, so you guys did a bunch of prep work, obviously, and now Grandpa's got a couple race cars. He can race anytime he wants,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you guys do once you got the problems out of the way? I mean, was it nerve-wracking for you to know you're in something totally different than what you're used to?
Yeah, it was a little sketchy just because those cars, the power on those things is just so much higher than anything I've ever driven before. We went out there and kind of just put around the back. We didn't do anything too great. I spun out a couple times.
Did you get some practice in beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we showed up on the Friday before and spent most of the day trying to fix cars, so we didn't get a ton of practice.
Not much.
In.
Yeah. Sucks.
So, anyways. We just went out there and kind of put it around. It was trying, you know, it was a balance of trying to see how good I can do and trying not to screw up all the other guys out there with their nice cars and trying to do good and race for the championship down there. So
now Kyle raced also in late model. Was,
mm-hmm.
was there any rhyme or reason on who drove which car? Was one car any better than the other?
Not really. My grandpa, we show up to his house and he just goes, Kyle, you're driving that one. Sam, you're driving that one. So it was just,
it might be a message to his madness. I don't know.
Yeah.
Which one needed more work? Which one needed the clutch work?
Oh, Kyle.
Okay, so
Kyle's
you got
side.
The younger kid to, to work on that one.
Younger kid, do more work on that.
So that work.
I know who Grandpa's favorite is right now.
Oh, man. So cool, you got the cars prepped, got a little practice in, and then what was your thoughts? I mean, you've been to Havasu before, but not really in anything like this, obviously.
We've been to Havasu before in the little Bandoleros, which is, you know, totally different ball game. But
anyway,
we got down there, and it was fun. It's a real rough track. The surface on it is real rough on tires, so, you know, it's a little more different. You got to go out there, and instead of go as hard as you can for 25 laps, you know, you got to try and make your tires last for the 50. And we ran 250 lappers down there, so.
That's right.
Trying to not, you know, maybe not run as hard in the first race so you can still be competitive in the second one, so. Just trying to find that balance, trying to strike a balance with that.
Was there thoughts in your mind of, you know, if I wreck this thing, Grandpa's going to kill me, or?
Oh, sorry. I actually hit the wall in practice.
Oh,
this
no. So those exact thoughts did go through your mind.
Yeah, did. Yeah.
Not too bad, I'm guessing, I hope.
No. Okay. Well, every time I got out of the car, my grandpa kept saying, oh, I think you need more rear brake. And he'd go over the car and dial in two or three turns of rear brake. But he wouldn't tell me.
Right.
So I went down to one of the corners in the first practice and locked the rear tires up and spun back around, nosed it into the wall. So
said, whoops.
Yeah.
Well, that was
a little too much.
That was the right adjustment,
yeah. A little too much. But.
Okay, bring it in. We'll back it off now.
Right. You got to know what the limits are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you backed it into the wall, and then
we didn't hit the wall that hard. It just kind of hit the left front tire in the wall.
Okay.
So it bent the top A arm a little bit. So we just straightened the top A arm back out and had changed the tire, pop tire. So, put a new wheel and tire on it, straightened out top control arm, and it was about the same. Not much change on it, so it wasn't too bad.
And then finally got onto the track for the race. I mean. Anybody you recognize down there besides?
We were down there racing with Ryan Vargas.
Cool.
It's about,
okay.
We were down there with Ryan Vargas, and I think Zach St. Ange was there. It's about all the people I recognize from down there. We got down there, got to go talk to those guys for a little bit, got to hang out with them. Other than that, though, it was pretty much just me, my brother, my dad's buddy, and his wife. So we're just down there hanging out, having fun.
Were they like, oh, crap, what are these guys doing here?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
After we ran out in the race. Yeah, so I would have thought.
So how'd you guys do? I mean, what was your thoughts, you know, getting on the track and actually racing it? I mean,
did you think
you had a chance, or did you just want to just get some seat time or just
We didn't show up down there in real race trim. We didn't buy any tires or anything, so we're down there running some older tires, and those cars are, you know, older than I am. It was 20-year-old cars. So we went down there kind of pretty much just more of a to get some seat time in those, just get a little experience. I don't know. I think I finished third or fourth to last the first race, and I think maybe 11th or 12th out of 18 cars in the second one. So,
you know, hey, not bad. And yeah, especially on, like you said, old cars that, you know, it's good to get those old cars out once in a while and get the dust blown off of them.
Yeah.
Seat time. Now you have a good idea of what to expect next time you get in them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of Havasu? I mean, you probably tried to race it like you do the bull ring.
You know?
Did you find different lines out there, knowing that the track's different?
Yeah, the way our cars were set up, the last time both cars ran was at the Bullring and Fall Classic of 2013 or something like that. So they were more set up more towards that. We changed a couple springs around, but our cars definitely drove better up on the bank. But down there, the bank is not where you want to be. So, you know, it was kind of when we were trying to pass people, it was a little bit easier. But, you know, obviously the track is really fun to drive. It's real short. It's real rough. You gotta be, you know, you gotta be aggressive, but not too hard that you hurt your stuff too early in the race.
Do you find yourself near your brother during the race?
The first race, when me and Kyle went down there, we were both sick with the flu.
It was rough.
So yeah. Kyle didn't do the first race because he was sick right as that first race was getting started. So it was just me in the first one.
Oh,
so
that sucks.
Second one though, I ended up starting behind them somehow. Anyways, I got caught behind him for a couple laps and didn't hit him, but I got real close once or twice, and that was enough to scare him to move. So,
cool.
Yeah.
A little intimidation there, right? You got to learn that. No, that's cool. So you're out there with all these other cars, and then what you made it to the finish, I guess, without
both races.
Nice. Yeah. Any thoughts that make you want to do more late model racing, you think, or?
You know, they're real fun to drive, but it takes a lot of money to run a competitive late model team. So, you know, it's one of those things, like, it'd be cool to do if we stumbled upon the money, but, you know, that's probably not going to happen. So we'll just stick with the Bomber program. It's a little more affordable for what we're doing.
Well, but one thing down in Havasu, they run a short series down there, not very long, and they do make it kind of unique. They have it,
four trips.
Yeah.
To couple of twin 50s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
eight races.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they still have one more late model race coming up for their championship night.
Two or three weeks from now.
That's what Mark Allison committed to down there.
Yeah.
Was running four trips down there, eight races.
Oh, that's who else saw down there is Mark Allison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Getting swiftly passed by him.
If you get passed by anybody, at least you know he's going to pass it clean. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. You know, it's always good to get in something different and experience something new, you know.
Yeah, it was totally new.
Did Donna run with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did she make out?
I think she finished sixth or seventh or somewhere around
there.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And hers is a actual late model also, because we're talking about the difference. There's a difference between super late
models
and late models
of old,
obviously.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, she went out there and ran all right. She ran with the front pack, I think.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool deal. I'm surprised you didn't get the bug to want to get in the late model some more.
I don't know if it's a little bit of, you know, it's like we were both totally sick while we were down there. So I don't know if it's a little bit of a, you know, a PTSD flashback.
Right.
Like, you know, you associate being sick with that.
That's
you know.
True.
But anyways.
Well, you know, and obviously your experience in the full size cars in the Bomber, and you know how that thing's going to handle and what to do with it and all that. And you get something like that with old tires and things. A little more unexpected.
Yeah, a little more of a learning experience. Yeah,
right. But that's part of the fun, man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Learning. And
you got the need for that speed now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if money wasn't an object, are you ready to jump into something that you ready to move up?
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think you'd like to do the jump into something like that or go up into, let's say, a super stock or something like that?
It'd be cool to go do a late model. If I had the choice, I would go into a late model just because, you know, it's a little more competitive, a little faster, a little more dedication from team for trying to, you know, get those cars all sorted out
right
for all the races and stuff through the year. So, I don't know. I think that would be my choice, is going to a super late model.
Yeah.
Skip all over the super stocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun. I mean, and speaking of Havasu, I mean, that might be a good place to kind of get your feet wet, you know, and just run a Havasu series. It's a winter series, so it's not going to interfere too much, at least.
No, it doesn't interfere with the Bullring at all.
Yeah, that was it. No, not really.
Yeah, I don't think any of them cross that I know of. Not sure.
Yeah, that's kind of why we did it. It was just, you know, kind of one little
moment.
Yeah, one off race, go down there and spend a week and a half working on cars. So, you know, it wasn't too bad.
That's half the fun of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Spur of the moment, you know. Hey, here we go. Let's give it a shot. you know, it works or it doesn't work. You got nothing to gain, nothing to lose. You're not running for points.
No.
You know, you might get the money, might not.
Yeah.
But the big thing is seat time, mm-hmm. the knowledge that you gained, you know, just from driving those cars, mm-hmm. you and Kyle, sick or not sick.
Yeah, it sucks you guys are sick because you probably lost some of the oomph,
yeah.
you know, from just from being sick. So
yeah.
you got to go down and do it again when you're all well.
Or well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to push, push.
The cars are fixed. Wayne's not going to need to test the car.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we got these six cars. You know, hey, maybe that's something to think about coming up at the end of this season since they are kind of fixed and pretty much set up for Vegas. Maybe Fall
yeah,
Classic.
Trying for the Fall Classic
yeah.
or something.
That'd
I never know.
Cool.
You might. It'd be fun. Will they run for the Fall Classic? Are you 100 laps?
Yeah, I believe about 100 laps.
Yeah.
And they have a decent purse
yeah.
for the late models. You know,
yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Paid a decent amount. Have
yeah.
a lot of people to show up, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
start saving some money on the side now to get tires.
Well, just ask everybody yeah. in your pit crew that helps you. Hey, can you guys pitch in a couple thousand dollars a piece, please?
A couple thousand.
Yeah.
I don't need a grand of tires, please.
Right. Oh, man.
Go grab somebody's knockoffs.
Well, yeah, some of the super guys.
Test on
yeah.
them. One mm-hmm. set of new tires for the race. That's all.
Hey, what do they run down there on the late model tires? Are they the 700s or the
They run
970
down there.
Okay,
yeah.
for the Supers. So. I think the 700s are on the Modifieds.
No, I think they run 970s on the Modifieds here.
Oh, up in Vegas. Oh,
yeah.
are they? I don't know what
I
they're
I think
running.
So. I'm not sure.
Anymore, yeah. They change back and forth. I never know what they run. Can't keep up with the mods. How about the mods? Ever thought about jumping into something like that?
Yeah, that'd be cool. And they're one of those things, you know, kind of a different rodeo. You know, those things weigh, they are with a lot of power, and they run, you know, 970s, so they don't have a ton of tire to lean on. So, yeah, that'd be something else too. That'd be pretty fun.
Are there any that need dusted off in the camp there?
I don't think so, though.
Look, maybe it's underneath something. You didn't
never know.
Walk around the garage back there.
And get a call
yeah.
from Grandpa.
Yeah,
I
found
this. I got this other garage.
Yeah, maybe it's under a tarp somewhere. You just got to go poke around
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
I found this modified in the corner.
Can we dust it off?
You guys did such a great job fixing my late model.
Yeah, Grandpa, we love to fix the modified.
I got a 40-year-old mod.
Just change the oil and go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Who built that motor?
It only ran 17 years ago, but I have faith.
It ran when I parked it.
You know, some of the old late models still have it. You know, look at Gafferini. He's running, probably a 20-year-old. I'm sure it's had, obviously, updates you know,
yeah.
through the years for the for Las Vegas. But
you're right. You can make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, you know.
You guys, speaking of making it work, you guys run just like a regular conventional type setup, no weird bump stops or anything like
no,
that?
No,
I don't know if they allow that down there anyways. I don't think they might.
They don't have very many rules down in Havasu.
Oh.
Like their rules are you have to have a two-barrel carburetor, 8-inch wheels, 970 tires, and you have to weigh 2,900 pounds, I think, are the rules down there. Other than that, they're pretty
your bomber can race as a late model down there if you want to. I'm just kidding. Throw on some tires.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, all the way down, even with the bombers, they're pretty loose. Mm-hmm. They even went for their factory stocks. They went to a track tire.
Did they really?
Yeah. The stand.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
That's what we're thinking about doing is taking the bombers down there.
That'd be cool.
You got to buy a track tire from them, so, you know.
What are they running? Do you know? I didn't realize they went to a track tire.
Don't know off the top of my head, but they, whatchamacallit, started the season out with the track tire for the factories.
What do you think of that? I mean, what do you think the thinking process of that was? Was it, you think, because they're a Hoosier dealer, or do you think it's because the best interest of the entertainment? What do you guys think on that? Mm-hmm. I mean, would you be opposed to that happening at, let's say, LVMS, if they said, hey, we're going to run a track tire for the bombers?
I think for a track like that, it doesn't run very often. You know, they run, or what they call factory stocks on there. They run them, you know, half a dozen times a year. I think for that, you know, that's fine because it's not like you're going to burn through.
But it's a rough track. They mm-hmm. said yourself, you know, I'm mm-hmm. sure they eat through tires. Though.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things, like if they're not crazy expensive, they cost, you know, about what they'd cost for a normal tire, I think it'd be fine. But, you know, the problem is when they, you know, for a factory stock, they mandate you run their tire and their tires are
right.
$150 a piece or $300 a piece or whatever. you know, that's when I don't
depends
think
on which ones they are. They're like $100, probably $110 a piece.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys spend on your tires, but
too much.
Yeah, who flipped the last tire bill for the JC Motorsports guys?
Nobody has.
That's why you have old tires, right?
Nobody has. I don't know. I could go either which way. I mean,
I'm just curious because, you know, I can see both sides of that. Being
maybe they wanted to equal everybody out.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, because they were running low profiles down there, you know.
Oh,
everybody had different tires. We ran our Coopers down there. Mm-hmm. I saw every different tire,
well,
type
it does.
Of
it
tire
takes
down
out.
There, you know. And
unless variable.
Yeah, just, exactly.
I have no idea. Did you find it? Do you know what they go for down there?
I don't know. I didn't see.
I wonder what they go for, you know. But you got to run there for tires, I guess, you know, if you go down there for one, two races a season, unless you can sell them off as knockoffs, you know, running the series down there, I could see buying them. But, you know, for guys coming out of Vegas, one, two races,
right.
I could see, you know, getting a hold of Rizona, Scheidecker, and saying, hey, anybody got any knockoffs? I'm right. not going to buy a brand new set of tires.
You know, I think they'd accommodate you on that. They've done that in the past when with some of the other divisions, if they needed a, you know, takeoffs or something like that, they would get with, they put something out to all their drivers mm-hmm. and then, you know,
yeah,
have
like when we were down there, we were trying to find rims for my car. Mm-hmm. And so you have to run an 8-inch wide tire or rim.
Yeah.
So we had 3 8-inch rims. We had one 10-inch rim.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So we went down there and got with them and, you know, just said, hey, we got one 10-inch wheels. Sorry with you. And they were cool with it because,
oh, cool.
you know, we weren't super fast down there.
Right.
So it's not like the one 10-inch wheel made a huge difference. So,
right.
you know, they're cool. They'll work with you.
I mean, obviously, if you're running up front or something like that,
mm-hmm.
they'd
yeah,
be like, hey, we need to find you an 8-inch.
Yeah, we got a problem here. You know. And I'm sure they know.
About
Bill,
10 other guys.
Bill knew you guys are only on a one
yeah,
time race.
One-off thing.
Down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all.
Well, you know, and that's a good thing because obviously car count's an issue. You had a decent amount of cars down there when you raced the late models. They were like 15,
there's
14, 15
or
yeah.
16 or 17
cars. 18, yeah, I think probably 18 showed
that's
up.
That's a nice count.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
For late models.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for late models.
Yeah, because I noticed
count.
In Havasu, like their street stocks and factory stocks, now that they're down to like 8 cars in each of those divisions now, which the street stocks used to be double that. That used
yeah.
to be one of the premier divisions.
Along with the factories. I mean,
oh,
they had enough factories down there where they started team factories.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had 2 men and a woman or 2 women and a man and went out and ran team factories. That's how many factories they had down there. And that's, you know, I don't know why either. I'm surprised.
There's a joke in there for women drivers somewhere, but
no,
I'm not going to say it.
No, there wasn't a joke in there. Boy, you're
I
looking
just,
to start
I
trouble,
just,
man. You are looking
joking.
To start trouble.
Not well, me. What's everybody looking at their phones for? Let me see. Are you guys
uh-oh.
Starting your own trouble?
Not me.
Who are you guys texting? We want to hear it. It's like when you're in class and you're chewing gum, they're like, okay, you got to give... Since you're the only one, you got to give everybody a piece of gum here. What's going on, Jay? You getting text messages? What?
This is coming out of Havasu.
Yes.
There's no racing tires allowed. 6-inch wide max sport tires will be enforced after the second race. Minimum air pressure is 30 pounds for all 4 tires.
Huh?
Mm.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. I'm way below that out at Bullring, and that's got banking.
Well, in the street, you're supposed to run 32 pounds, so no.
Maximum 7-inch steel wheel only, no exceptions, no mag wheels, special wheels, or offset wheels allowed. No offsets. They want straight ups. Steel stock type wheels only, no aluminum, magnesium, or similar type of wheels at all. No bleeder valves permitted. So...
So yeah,
and you got it.
And you're talking about Havasu,
this
95
Havasu,
speedway,
yep.
obviously. So,
yeah, approved tire only, stock street type tire, and that's what they're selling down there. Straightforward.
Wow.
Buy their
crazy?
Tire. This is what you're going to run, and
wow,
that's that.
That's so, pretty
something else thinking to affect for all the bomber guys going there. We run what an 8-inch wheel with
yeah,
a
right.
2.5-inch backspace on it. So
yeah.
you know we have to buy another set of rims to go down
right.
there and do that one off race.
Yeah, straight up 7-inch rims.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think they'd
no
allow
offsets.
They'd allow a one race grace. Like, they probably let you come down there at least once. But then you, if you start coming down there multiple times, obviously you probably have to.
Becomes an issue.
Yeah.
If you, if you're running for points, I'm sure Bill will come straight out. You plan on being down here for the next 10 races, you know.
Or even a couple races,
gonna,
I would think.
You're going to have to switch over. You know, that's all there is to it. You know, I don't know how they celebrate top three, top five, top 10 down there or whatever, but,
top three,
that one, that would, that would be a factor right there.
Hey, speaking of the modifieds, they just ran their last, was it last week? I think it was. Any of you go down there to watch or anything? No,
I didn't. We've been busy trying to get Palmer's ready to go for this season. So we didn't really have time to run down there for that. Would like to go though. That was probably a good race to watch.
Yeah, I know. I think they had over 30 cars show up down there with the B main. I didn't go, but from what I gather,
that's huge.
Huge. Absolutely.
Cars. Second race of the season, right? They ran Kern. It was the first Kern was just exhibition.
Well, they had Kern, but you know, I
don't think it was a point.
Usually
race.
Kern's not a point race, but I think it was a actual point.
Oh, so they started in Kern.
That's what I thought. This was the second race of the season.
Yeah, it was
for them.
Excuse me. And typically they don't run Kern as a points race, but this year they did, I believe.
Yeah,
so
this was the second race of the season out here.
Yeah.
In Havasu.
But yeah, that would have been a nice, fun race to see. I don't know where they're racing next, but Vegas. Shoot, they usually come twice to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to get into a modified.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a lot of fun. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, it'd be real fun.
Call Grandpa.
Call Grandpa.
There's got to be a modified here somewhere.
You know of any modifieds that need to be fixed? We got one right here.
Yeah, you're right. Look at that. Yeah, there you go. Bring some sponsors and maybe we'll work something out.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, that of course Havasu was your last race
since
Vegas,
Fall Classic. Yeah.
Fall Classic. Wow, how'd you do in that race? I didn't.
The Fall Classic.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of.
That was a breakout race, right?
Yeah, I think I just rode around in fifth and watched the carnage in front of me.
What do you think? Is it? You think it was a breakout because of a break? Because it was a breakout race, or do you think it's just non points type situation where everybody was just running real hard?
I just think there's a couple guys that were out there just whatever, smashing people. You know, that kind of ruins the race for the rest of us. But, you know, a lot of people thought it was fun to watch. So, yeah, I guess there's that. But, you know, we tore up three or four cars from that race. So,
that's
it got real aggressive.
Yeah.
I'll just label it like that. You had three drivers out there that didn't own the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they were
really?
Just sub drivers. Okay, and they went out to tear down the wall. No points involved. So, you know, it was nothing to lose, beat and bang my way to the front. And if I don't get there, I don't get there, right? I mean, that pretty much sums it up. I don't think it has anything.
Right.
No,
whatever type of race it was.
No.
The only thing I think it had to do is, you know, kind of force everybody to run together. But, you know, that wasn't the fall of the breakout race that everybody said they wanted to be put in the wall, you know.
If you less cars to worry about this year, maybe.
Yeah.
Speaking of this year, are you already cars ready to go, you think? Or
The car is 99% done. We're just getting some new tires mounted.
Any new secrets you want to tell us about your car? No.
Dang.
We tried.
Yeah. And that's the orange 11 for everybody out
there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Doesn't know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's still the orange 11.
For tires? I can't remember.
Your car
no,
number.
That's what, 29?
Yeah. 29, no.
Okay. The 11 was somebody else.
It was Court
Connells.
Yeah, it was Court.
I still have that car. That
I know.
Embedded along with Aaron McMorrin, the 11 and 22 in my rearview mirror the first year.
Bunch of orange cars. Doesn't matter anyways.
Huh?
Bunch of orange cars.
Yeah.
It was orange and black. It was always, it was like my Halloween nightmare every time the both of them came up on me.
Yeah. And the line
was Court and Aaron.
And the line you ran always made you have orange paint on your car one way or the other.
Which way? I like Aaron more because Aaron never did get into me, but if I got into him, my black paint on his black paint, you couldn't tell. Court, you could tell right away.
So you're working on the cars, getting them ready, Sam?
Yeah, so they're all ready to race right now. We're just trying to sand them and make them look nice. This last year was
similar paint jobs, you think? Or
yeah,
something new coming out?
My car looked pretty close. Kyle still decided what he wants to do for his, but he'll figure out in the next day or two when he's getting ready to start painting it.
Sweet.
So. Well, you rebuilt the whole new car.
Yeah, we had to.
Tell us about Kyle's car.
Yeah, so Kyle's car, after that last race, he got smacked into the fence at the Fall Classic. So, we, you know, the whole car was bent. You know, there wasn't much we could take off that car, so we stripped.
It didn't have anything with you driving it the year before, like him driving it this year.
Nah.
It was that one wreck.
Yeah, the one
wreck. I just wanted to
It was a carnage from that last wreck, you know.
Sam just throwing Kyle into the
car.
He wrecked the car the last race.
Not my problem.
Gotta love the brotherly love.
Yeah. We'll have to get the other side down. So you guys rebuilding that whole car? Or
no,
we
ended up having to replace that car.
So it's a whole different car.
Yeah, it's a whole new car. So this offseason's been pretty much trying to transfer all the parts from Kyle's old car into the new one, trying to get it as close to the orange car is now. So
is it what kind of car are you building for Kyle now? Is it different?
It's
totally different than what he had last year.
No, he was racing like a mid 70s Chevelle, like a 75 Chevelle, and the new one, or no, the 75 Cutlass, and the new one's like a 72 Chevelle.
Okay.
So it, you know, they're pretty similar, but you know, not exact.
Well, that's always exciting to get. We're building something new, and you don't know what it's gonna do.
Yeah, the test days could be interesting. Just see what the car does. See if we did damage any of the, you know, drivetrain or whatever. But, you know, we'll see.
So using some parts off the old car.
Yeah, so
like
we peeled like the motor and the trans and the rear end and, you know, seat and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. It was pretty cool. The bar that runs across the back of the roll cage was, you know, kind of shaped like a U.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
That got bent.
The whole car was crooked.
That's crazy. Did you guys chop it up already?
Yeah, it's in a junkyard somewhere.
Oh, boy.
It's crushed.
It's crushed.
Yeah.
Nevada pick apart.
3 cents per pound? No. If you're lucky.
I wish.
Yeah. So, cool. Yeah, so you're going to try to practice at least that car coming up on the day practice?
Yeah, we're
going to
try to get both of them out there, just see what they do, see if they're any different. On my car, we tore the front end apart on it, found some stuff that had to be changed.
Wait a minute,
on.
You got
to
be faster?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Of course, yours is obviously one of the fastest cars out there, along with the championship to prove it. But
yeah,
he detected something. Go ahead, tell us about the push.
Yeah, it's pretty much after the July 3rd race where I got driven into and popped the old car up in the air. After that, the car pretty much had a big push to it for the whole year, and we couldn't figure it out. And we tore apart the front end a couple of weeks ago, and we found the left side, the lower ball joint was bent, the right side, both the ball joints were bent, both the front springs are lost half their compression. So
no kidding.
Yeah, so we changed all that stuff out. So we'll see. Things should be a lot better.
You know, and that's good that you went through that, because some of those things obviously can lead to bigger, worse problems.
Yeah. That'd be bad to have a tire fall off getting in the corner.
Yeah. You know, I've had a, back in the mini stock days, this was before you were born. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that long ago. But back is back when they had mini stocks at LVMS, I used to have a car out there where one of the ball joints popped on. And that's the last thing I remember. I was going into turn. At the time, it was flip-flops, you know, before the stander on that side. And I was going into the corner, and I heard – all I remember hearing is a big pop. Well, my ball, after I figured it out, the ball joint had popped out. My wheel just leaned over and I went straight into the wall. I was just got into the, you know, right before I got let loose going into the corner, I was still into the gas, getting ready to go in, went right into the wall,
yeah,
the pit area, you know, near the pit entrance there, but totaled that car. But something similar happened, you know, it was probably a previous wreck or something. I small wreck I gotten into and just didn't see that problem.
Yeah.
So.
That, you know, it's hard to just look at front end and just see, oh yeah, that ball joint's been, let me fix it. You know, it's hard to see, hard to detect.
Until you start taking some stuff apart. So
it's that hidden stuff that'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, so live and learn. So we'll see what happens. I mean, that's cool. You found some problems and
it'll be interesting to see how we do. Maybe beginning of last year, that car was on rails until that first crash. So we'll see if we can get it back to where it was.
You cut an 18.9 in it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Don't you hold the track record out there for Mammoth with the 18.9?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was the What race was it where they had the big rain delay? And we.
It was the third or fourth race, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cold track.
Yeah, it was real cold. It was real clean, so broke out in the 18s. So that was cool.
And now we can see a 18.8. The front end is all straightened out with new springs.
I remember getting out of the car after that qualifying and telling my dad, this thing's horrible. I thought, like, this car is pushing so bad, I could hardly drive it. And he
really?
And he shows me the thing on his phone that says time. I ran, I was like, oh. Guess ain't that bad.
You know, isn't that funny though? So how that works sometimes. When you think you ran a really good qualifying time, you look at it and you're like, oh, that's crap. What the hell? That felt good.
I'm
when
dragging
you,
anchors.
Right. And when you don't think you did good, it's always, you know, seems to be one of your best times.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
And that caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting him to show me that.
And then you're thinking, man, if I would have just did this little bit different or this, I could have got even faster.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, if we could have made the car turn better, you know, there's still 2/10 left in it.
Right. That's crazy.
Now next time you'll think about what you're going to say. Hey, Dad, let me see
that. Let me see that first, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, look at this time. Yeah, it's running like crap. Wow, that's a great time. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, no kidding. Driver, you need to adjust to the car, okay? No. Well, that's cool.
That's when you hear from Dan and say, just 18.9, just drive the damn thing.
All right, quit whining.
Ain't nothing wrong.
That's pretty much what happened, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Just get in the car and go.
Good.
Well, sometimes they say sometimes slower is faster.
Yeah. Right.
Here in your head, you think you're rolling slower, but you're smoother, consistent, and you're not really thinking of getting on it. And slower is faster, and that's just an example right there.
Mm-hmm.
You were smoother, but you think, oh man, that sucked. Right?
Yeah.
And then you pop off a record.
So you're looking forward to this year's bomber division?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Any word on the street? Who, new drivers, old drivers coming back, or anything like that?
I don't know. I haven't talked to very many people. The only stuff I've heard. I talked to Nick at the last race where he hit the fence, and he seemed to think his car was going to be all right. So
cool.
It'd be cool to be out there back with him. Right. You know, I don't.
Nick Nusitelli?
Yeah. 66 car.
I thought he had that up for sale.
Did he? I didn't know. Yeah. If he did, that's news to me.
Any guys you don't want to see back at? No, I'm just kidding. I won't put you on the spot. I'm sorry. You're allowed to say Kyle, your brother, but that's it, right?
Just stop saying.
Yeah. I'm sure these guys have their own opinion on who they don't want to see out.
We're going to have Kyle in here by himself.
Right.
Let Sam sit home listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Stomping
his
foot on the ground.
Oh, man, that would kind of
bring the little brother in. We'll hear his side of the story.
Leave Sam at home and bring Kyle in. That's what we'll do.
Any thoughts on the point system this year? I mean, you were okay with last year. Would you like to see them go back to kind of the standard?
I think we got a fair test run of a new point system. The only thing I don't like is I think it gives a little too much reward for starting in the back. Like,
right.
The first few races, I just, you know, it was my goal was to go out and try to start 15th or 12th or whatever.
Points, right.
Yeah, and just, you know, kind of just cruise by them. And,
you
know, if you don't finish like top three or whatever, if you start like, you know, 17th to 5th or, you know, something like that, that's still a lot of points gained there. So I don't know. I think my opinion on it is they should maybe bring that down a little bit.
Right.
Just so, you know, you can't just do that, you know, because it doesn't reward the guys who are up front racing for the wins every week. It's, you know. The guys who start last and finish, you know, decently.
True. You know, it's good. You know, it's good that that Tim has put something different out there. It doesn't hurt to try something new. You know, the whole idea is to try to get car counts and get more guys to keep coming back and all that. But like anything new, sometimes you got to tweak it and make it work. You know, it's just like a race car. You can't just take it on the track without tweaking it, you know. So
if he's going to make any changes, I'll be interested to see what they are. So, you know, maybe he does the opposite of what I say, but, you know.
I haven't heard anything on the points this year at all.
Well, according to the 2017 Bullring
rule book,
we're going back to the same point system as last year.
Which is the new point
which
system.
Which is the new point system.
Gotcha.
With no change. All right, cool. I mean, you know, hey, sometimes maybe you got to give it a couple years to start showing its, you know, dark side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people either love it or hate it, you know.
Right.
They'll figure it out quickly.
And yeah, obviously you can't please everybody, you know, mm-hmm. but we'll see what happens. What's the matter, Jay?
I just think he needs to fine-tune it a little bit.
Right, yeah.
Dropping a zero race that you don't even show up to is...
Yeah,
is,
I've got a lot of my own opinions on
well,
that
no, that also. That's one of the main things in my,
you know,
half a cent is, why are you going to drop a race that you don't even show up to?
Right. Just to bring it to light, you know, here it is. You're a last year's champion in the bomber division, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the guy saying, I love this point system, you know, but from a non-biased standpoint, you're saying, hey, from a racer standpoint, this is what I see and what what I don't like about it. And I think you have the same opinion as a lot of other drivers. I see that one point as a problem.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it did mix it up a bit, you know, cause it wasn't just, you didn't start with the top, you know, fastest seven cars, you know, first seven spots, you know, kind of place a little more incentives to start farther back. But, you know, if the race is kind of dragged on where they're just mostly green, you know, then it would just get real stretched out at the front because the one fast guy who did start up front just drives away,
right?
You know, and then all the other fast guys are trying to catch him, but, you know, they've burned up their tires and stuff trying to get to the field. So,
yeah, we'll see what happens. You never know. What do we know? We're just racers. Oh, man. You ever thought about taking your car and putting it as a super stock? I mean, it's almost there. You put some new tires on it, the 970s, and tweak it a little bit.
It'd be
pick
cool.
Pick up a second. 18 is best time. 18.9. Pick up 1 second. Go to 17.9.
You'd be right there. Uh-huh. You'd be pretty damn close. I think you'd have a lot of fun.
It'd be cool. It'd be different. It's one of those things that super stock division out there is like, there's been six or seven or eight cars. So it's like, you know, do I want to go out there and be a little bit faster?
Right.
But, you know, if you ever put bombers as a super stock, you know, you wouldn't be, you'd still be off quite a bit. So just with different wheelbases and stuff. So, you know, it's like, do I want to be slower with these faster cars or
true.
Do I want to be running right in the thick of, you know, 20, 25 car packs?
Right. Right. Yeah. Cause I mean, obviously your car is probably one of the only ones that could actually race as a super stock, you know, I mean, to be honest. But would it be enough to be, you know, a front runner in the super stock? Probably not.
They move up through their attrition. They have six, seven cars. They start eight, two cars, three cars wreck. He gets a top five.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then the money.
See, there
you go.
Work. Yeah. Could do that. No.
So it could be doing. Just have a set extra set of tires, run the bomber race, get out, throw a new set of tires on.
Yeah, there you go.
Out.
Right.
Pay one price, run two races.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd mind that.
There you go. There you go.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that's another division I like to see build up. You know, the super stocks should be bigger because, you know, guys like yourself that want, you know, your sights are going into like a late model or a super late model instead of your sights being, hey, let's go into a super stock where we have a good strong car count and competition and all. And not that there's not competition in there, but you know, the car count obviously, you know, is a issue. You know, what do you do to get those car counts up? I don't know.
I almost think they've put those cars a little bit too out of reach of some people because we've almost turned them into like limited late models.
Exactly.
Now.
You know, that's a good point. That's probably what happened. They used to be the step up, you know, you used to be able to, hey, I think I can go out and afford to get a super stock. It, you know, they used to be a few $1,000 or something like that. Nowadays, you can almost can't touch one for over $10,000-$12,000 plus to maintain the motor and all that. It's up there now.
I've heard two different people who ran that division,
and
it takes $20,000 to run the season.
Right.
And that's not with backup motors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny. Spare parts or whatever.
It takes $20,000, tires, parts, damage, gas, practice, fees and everything. And $20,000 running the season. If you want to run competitively, that's buying tires week in and week out.
Buying tires and the tracks, $7 a gallon fuel or however much it is, all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what their fuel costs. You know, we're at $2.65 out here, but you know, I've heard from two different people that ran the super stocks. They used to run super stocks at $20,000,
you know,
for the year,
right? And you know, and obviously that should be the stepping stone from a bomber into a charger, into a super late or something modified or something like that. But there's too much of a gap, you know, like you said, to jump from a bomber. That's, I don't know what a good bomber is, a few grand nowadays for a decent one.
Three, four, five grand, somewhere in there.
So, you know, and to over double just to get into a charger, that's, you know, too much of a jump. If it was a couple thousand bucks more or something like that, you know, maybe. I think they just, over the years, started allowing little too much in that division.
Well, it's kind of, you know, it's like a...
Like you said, a limited late model now.
Bunch of big stepping stones. You know, the super late models, you know, how expensive they've gotten in the last 15 years, how expensive they've gotten. So, you know, kind of follows suit that everything else kind of, you know, kind of increases in price with it, which, you know, sucks for everybody else who wants to drive something, but you know, it's just the way the track kind of progressed with the rules and stuff. So,
You know,
I can mention three bomber drivers that jumped up and are not even in cars now. Mike Heck.
And it killed them all.
Bombers to,
killed their wallets.
To Chargers.
Right.
You got Matt Cunningham and Chad Mattis. There's three guys right there that, you know, went from bomber racing to Chargers, super stock racing. Another one, Vinny Raiucci.
I was just going to say.
Vinny Rucci, you know, he went from bombers to super stocks. And I believe Court just bought his car. So, you know, it's that's Court Connell I'm talking about.
Is he going to go super stock racing?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's planning on.
Cool.
So
he's pretty excited.
Yeah, watch out.
His car ready?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, he,
well done.
Yeah, he got and he had to do a couple little things. Like he'd put a spoiler on it and bleed the brakes, bleed the clutch.
Yeah, a couple. Vinny had the best of everything on that ride.
It's a straight car. It's a clean car.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a real clean car.
Don better watch out.
Yeah.
Competition coming.
I don't think Don's racing.
You don't think so? Really?
I think it's
going
to be Mason's going to drive this year. So.
He got his first championship after 26 years. He's going to retire.
Put Mason one and done.
Yep.
He says, uh-oh, Court's buying a car. I retire.
His boy Mason, I don't know, he used to race those little bandoleros with us, and I think he hit the wall 3 weeks in a row, and that, like, you know, they fix it once, they're like, okay, whatever, one off deal. He hit twice, and you're like, okay, last chance, and then hit it again, and that was it for them. So he's pretty excited to get back racing. He hasn't been in a car for two and a half, 3 years now.
Well, they should have put him in a skid plate car first.
Or a bomber.
Yeah, actually, a bomber would have been the way to go.
Well, the reason he hasn't been driving Superstock yet is he just turned 14 this year. He turned 14 in September, and, you know, Don was going to let him drive from his birthday on, but, you know, he's leading the points, and there's two races left, so he said, oh, he can wait next year. But he got to run the Fall Classic and stuff, so.
Did he really? Oh,
cool. Yeah,
so he got a chance to ride.
He was in the Fall Classic. I think he finished top 10 out of 25 cars or something like that. So
cool.
He did a good job.
Cool deal. Yeah, too bad. Like you said, you know, a bomber probably would have been a good place for him to jump into.
You know, when Daddy's got a super stock, a championship
that's true.
Bypass bomber too. Oh, look, super stock.
That's true.
Championship car.
Big shiny.
Thank you.
Yep, that's true.
Pretty yellow.
Fast, you know, it can win. So.
That's it.
Big Mo sent me a picture of his car. I got that yellow car looking all pretty again after he hit the wall three times.
Oh, no way. That's cool.
Because I'll stick it up and paint it up.
Sweet.
So, Sam, anybody who you want to thank out there and mention your sponsors, please?
I don't really have any sponsors. Me and my brother just been, you know, racing without sponsors for a majority. The only people who have been sponsors, I guess, would be, you know,
Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa helps us. My dad's company, Tark Construction, they help us out with a little bit of buying fuel and stuff. So,
okay, good. Gotta say thank you to them.
Yeah, so they help us out with buying fuel.
Who wrenches on your cars mostly?
So that's mostly my dad and Court Connell, the two of them do most of the work on those cars, and I try to help them where I can. It's like, you know, they're working on stuff and trying to get stuff done and adjusted right, and I'm, you know, I just kind of stand there. It's like, can I help you with something?
Right.
You know, it's kind of hard to just stand there and watch, but you know. So, you know, those two have, you know, they're the reason that we get out there every week and our cars are ready and they're fast. So, you know, so thanks to them for being the ones who work on that stuff.
If there's a potential sponsor that does want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
They can shoot me an email, samjax89@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, look me up on Facebook, Instagram, anything really. I'm on there. So, you know, if anybody's wanting to get in touch, I'm here.
Well, you know, and that's something too, like you start putting your feelers out there, you get some decent sponsors on board, it'll help get you to jump into something they can follow a champion, you know, like yourself. So I want to get a hold of Sam Jacks if you have a business that you want to be noticed.
I'm surprised nobody has gotten a hold of him. Maybe they don't know he won the championship last year. I don't know, man.
I could remember who won it last year. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Seth.
I'd be selling the hell out of that. That's for sure.
Right.
You know, before your little brother comes up and starts.
He's going to steal that away from you.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah, you better start talking about it now. Yeah, of course, you can always go to the BomberNation.com website, post anything there. You can look on the message boards there, and if you have something for sale, go to the BomberNation.com website. You can actually shoot Sam a message on there, too, if you want to post something. You know, you can talk to anybody on the BomberNation.com website. So if you haven't been there, check it out. You know, Facebook's kind of taking over, you know, social media, obviously, where message boards and stuff like that don't have the same pull they used to.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still a good place to go for buying and selling parts and venting if you want. So go there and check it out.
Back to the Lucas Oil, they head to Tucson Speedway.
Oh, Tucson
on the
8th. Okay.
April
and then
8th.
Vegas after that.
And then Vegas,
okay.
Yes.
I didn't remember who was in between. So it's been a while since they've been to Tucson. I think they went last year. And
April 8th, Tucson.
Okay.
And then the 22nd they're at, 2 weeks later.
May 20th. May 20th, they're in Vegas.
Cool. And if you want to find out what's going on here locally, you can go to lvms.com and click on the Bullring link. There's a schedule, rules. Click on the racers tab, actually, and there's a bunch of stuff there. You know, if you want to find out more about the local LVMS track, go to lvms.com. So, and if you want to be a sponsor for Sam, obviously, again, you can. Sam, is it sam.jacks or samjacks at 89?
Yeah, just samjacks89 at
gmail. So you can shoot him an email. Be good to get your name on his car. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fast again this year. Yeah. So.
Anything helps.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
It all adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know that, Jay.
Oh, it all adds up. Trust me, it adds up.
I've heard you're the financial guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
you know,
if I'm the financial guy,
we're broke.
we'll see you at one race. We'll wave to you from the stands.
Right.
No, yeah. You mean we'll wave to you from the other side of the fence.
Hey, Jay, too, I guess speaking of JC Motorsports, you got a list of what makes JC Motorsports
keep
going?
Yeah, I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, Anthony at Camp Out, Mike at Reliable Banner, Phil and Jim at Pickup Radiator, Daniel at Best Muffler, Ken Watson at Roadrunner Engine Parts, Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing, and Eddie and Dylan at Electrostatic Painting, along with Tommy Kohler at Mecco Tool.
Cool deal. Hey, we got a couple minutes left. Did you get any go to the racetrack this weekend at the big track? Watch any of the big races?
We went down and we went and watched World of Outlaws races both nights.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Both nights, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah,
huh?
Thursday and Friday.
How was that?
Those are cool. They changed up the dirt out there a little bit. It wasn't nearly as dusty. You usually go down there and you freeze and it's so dusty you can't see anything. So they changed up the dirt compounds and it wasn't nearly as dusty this time. So that was cool.
So
really
good racing. Wet it down a little bit more this year.
Donnie Schatz got a pretty cool looking last lap pass the first night. It was a fun race to watch. I don't know. They had 4 of the World of Outlaws cars go up on the roof or something.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I don't like hearing that.
Yeah.
Track.
Was...
Well, again, we're out of time. And thanks again, Sam, for being here. We look forward to seeing you out the race this year at LVMS. So, Sam Jackson, number 29. Bomber driver that's coming up here. You want to keep an eye out for him.
26-0 champion.
Yeah.
Going to make 2 in a row.
Exactly. So, but you want to beat him, beat him at the track. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you here at allworldsnow.com. Let's beat him live. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.